morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. T-minus 2 days till the big day. And yes, the jolly old elf himself is here with us, along with his press secretary, Mandy Candy. Good morning, Santa Claus. Good morning, Mandy Candy.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure, Rob.
Santa, you are jolly, of course, but you look like you've not been getting enough sleep lately.
Rob, I am up all night long on the Twitter. I have been feeling just this lack of trust and faith all the way up to the North Pole, and it's just rampant on that Twitter. Oh, sorry.
Let's talk about that, Santa. I have seen some of the tweets, and it seems like Santa has been engaged in a not so positive way on social media.
We have been dealing for many years with fake stories being put out in the world about Santa.
Lies! Why do they spend all this time on the tweeting and the Snapchapping? Mandy Candy comes to me and tells there's more people, children, Rob, not just your usual toy store owners and haters, children who say, oh, they say that there's no Santa?
I know there is an effort underway to do some damage control by generating positive messages on social media. And I guess we could maybe tackle some of this.
Positive messages doesn't bringing toys to every freaking person in the world. Isn't that positive enough for these people?
Well, it works for me, but, you know, there's just a lot of doubt right now in the world.
Yes, and you know, people just love that clickbait on their Facebook news feed of Santa's not real or some other terrifying story that just piques people's interest. And that is how these fake news stories spread, is on social media from person to person. And it just escalates rather quickly.
Naughty!
What about Mrs. Claus seen dancing on a yacht in Malta with Clooney?
Well, that was a completely fictional account. The photos were very much photoshopped.
Doctored!
Mrs. Claus remains in the North Pole very happily. And she's making cookies as we speak, isn't she, Santa?
She's a modern woman, Rob. She knows her own mind. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't care if George Clooney is thinner.
I hate to upset you further, but I have some tape here that I think we should listen to. It's from SantaFreedomInfo.net.
Oh!
It's a website. It's
Yes.
You've heard of it,
yes.
No doubt. I think it's probably one of the main sources of some of the antagonizing information that's being put out about Santa Claus right now.
Naughtiness!
I wonder if we could just listen to a clip for just a moment here. Here it is.
Hi, guys. Thank you for subscribing. This is Brian Bart with SantaFreedomInfo.net. I'm on my way now to one of the major coal refineries in the United States, and I'm going to ask them face-to-face if they have provided coal to a so-called Santa Claus for the purpose of providing to people on his so-called naughty list. I maintain that there is no such list and that this amount of coal to serve 7.4 billion people in the world at this point, many of whom must be naughty, surely, there would be a huge drain on America's coal supplies, which we are not seeing. We would have boosted the economy in this region by far more than we would be seeing. And the numbers just don't add up. So I'm going to be posting another blog later of my interview at the coal refinery. So please stay tuned. I have to get off now, but thank you so much for liking and subscribing. Please share. Please help me get the word out here. Thank you.
All right, Santa.
That's absurd,
Mandy.
Oh my goodness.
I wonder if I could get your reaction to that, Mandy Candy.
Well, first of all, the coal that we use at the North Pole. As you know, we have been considering switching to more renewable resources. I just want to put that out there. But our use of coal is part of the magic at the North Pole. If all the numbers added up, where would the fun be in that? So the power of the North Pole comes, of course, in the belief in the mystery. And so we have to keep some things mysterious.
I don't even believe that myself.
I think that's a good point. Is it possible to put out factual stories about the magic that happens at the North Pole? There's an inherent contradiction there that's got to be producing confusion among the world's children, especially those who are engaged in social media.
of course the numbers aren't going to add up down there. Wherever we get the coal, there's a lot less naughtiness than you'd think out there in the world. It's just these people with these black, wizened hearts that don't believe in that, just don't see the goodness out there.
Well, we're going to find out just how black and wizened their hearts are. The website santafreedominfo.net is operated by a young man named Brian Bart. Joining us by Skype from an undisclosed location in the Heartland is Mr. Brian Bart himself. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
You're on the morning interview. In the studio with me is Santa Claus himself and his press secretary, Mandy Candy.
What do you think of that, Buster?
You know, I don't have visual contact right now. I can't say for certain if the man I'm hearing on the other end is, in fact, Santa, or is you, Rob, doing a funny voice, or a professional actor hired by one of the big Santa's crisis teams. So I can't prove anything for certain at this point.
Brian, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about why you decided to start your website, santafreedominfo.net.
I'm providing an alternative viewpoint out there. People are hungry for it. People want to see it. We've been fed this line that Santa exists and is this judge, jury, and executioner.
Rob, could I just interrupt you, Mr.
Santa, if that is your real name, can I please finish my point?
Naughty.
I don't consider myself naughty, and I don't recognize the validity of that list if it exists.
We were talking about how you decided to get involved in propagating information about what you believe to be the falsehood of Santa.
Yes. There was one year specifically when I decided to make this happen, when I had engaged in a letter writing campaign to who I considered at the time to be Santa Claus for a miniature air hockey table. And I wrote a letter every day for one year. And in that time, I did not commit any acts which I considered to be naughty in any way. And yet at on Christmas Day that year, I still received a lump of coal.
Oh, yeah, that was 94.
Yes, that is the year. That's correct.
Yeah, I have it all right here in my big book. I'm going through it in 1994. I see it. Brian, I'm sorry. It just was when you started spending all that time on your computer late at night, not cleaning your room. But did you not get an air hockey table the next year?
I did, but that is entirely unrelated. I asked my parents for it and not Santa.
Parents do have a direct line of contact with the North Pole. It's a great way to get in touch with Santa about what you'd like for Christmas, children.
Something that has occurred to me is that Christmas is 2 days away, and I wonder if there is some common ground. Santa, could you waive the naughty list just this once?
Brian, what is on your list this year? What is a 2500 megagig disk whizzer? What is that, Mandy?
I think it's a hard drive.
I don't know how you knew that.
Brian, you've done good things. I see in my book here that, let me just turn to page. Let's see, I've seen that you come home to see your parents. Well, of course, you live with them. That's not all that big a deal.
Oh, it looks like you pay for your own Wi-Fi?
I do. That is true. Yeah, with the ad revenue from the website, yes.
How about it, Brian? If you got your hard drive.
Yes.
If you got that this Christmas, would that help you?
It would definitely be a big piece of evidence in favor of Santa belief. But I do have to say there's an assumption on the part of all Santa deniers that anyone who doesn't believe in Santa is just secretly naughty, or, you know, secretly wants to believe in Santa and, you know, maybe somewhere deep down was hurt a long time ago by not getting a gift they received. It's not necessarily true in my case, but
Brian, it's going to be fine. Remember that ice hockey?
I bet that was a struggle to get that down the chimney.
Oof. That next year, Brian, don't you remember how much fun you had with that?
That was really nice.
And didn't you have all your friends over then?
I did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be fine, Brian. You're going to get what you want, and I hope that it turns things around for you, son.
This is kind of what it's all about, don't you think?
Oh, yes, Rob. These moments are what we live for at the North Pole. It's bringing a tear to my eye. The thought that...
I wish I could sit him on my lap right now.
Brian Bart, I want to thank you for joining us. How do you think you'll be spending the next 48 hours?
Well, I will be, you know, prepping for a new hard drive that I am expecting. And I'm going to be taking, you know, getting a lot of sleep so I can stay up all night this time, finally, on Christmas Eve to finally see Santa.
Okay. Hang in there. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Brian Bart is the editor of a website, SantaFreedomInfo.net. He's joined us from an undisclosed location in the heartland. Mandy Candy and Santa, it seems like a win for you, but it's hard to know.
It always is, Rob. That's why you just have to have faith in Santa.
And on the flip side, we have faith in all of those children out there in the world, just like Brian, even those with their doubts about Santa. We believe in them.
And you too, Rob, and all of the mainstream media. Merry, Merry Christmas to you, Rob. And I have your, let's see, your letter here. And I think that those...
What about the vacation in Australia?
Ooh, that's down past the... Wait, black leather? Oh!
Santa, it's really been a pleasure.
It's great to be here with you, Rob. And Mandy, we had better get back up to the North Pole.
Yes, thank you so much, Rob. We really respect your news department here at Raven Radio.
I'm glad to hear that. Mandy Candy is the press secretary for the North Pole and spokes elf for Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is the jolly old elf himself.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Thank you both for coming in, and Merry Christmas.